I suppose Tourism Ireland have seen great progress being made with the Wild Atlantic Way. And I suppose we in Donegal are starting to see a greater, much greater footprint of tours in Donegal over the last maybe half dozen years. Albeit we had up like everybody else, we had our difficulties with COVID. But I suppose our main problem is and always has been is keeping tours keeping tourists for longer than they would normally stay. And I suppose the market is developing, new businesses are developing. But with that, there are community initiatives that are growing and finding legs. And I suppose the three he talked about was on the show. The Malin Head project, the cliffs over in the west, and the Fallon Head Lighthouse, the three signatory points. But moreover, we had a greater discussion then about the lack of beds in Donegal. Obviously, there's difficulties in the ground because of so many Ukrainians in Donegal at the moment, and that has its impact on the amount of beds available, certainly this year. But moreover, we had a good discussion about developing the bed market, even simply from the point of view, Dunmarie, of the of B&B. We know recently Donegal is one of the highest levels of large houses in the country, and I think that people generally need to know more and hear more about developing some of their free bed spaces, their bedroom spaces, into B&B. There's a lot of potential there for people to start off small businesses with bed and breakfast. Other counties are very good at this, but we never really get off the ground. So discussed that at length with David. And David has quite a bit of background from that perspective. So we've agreed to meet in the next week or two with the potential of maybe having poly meetings to try and maybe give confidence to people out there who would be interested in creating a B&B for the summer or for the year, whatever it may be, just to tell people what's there to get them off the ground. I suppose you go back a few years ago, being a host as a B&B and under the auspices of Tourism Ireland was quite difficult because there were certain standards you had to meet. Nowadays, it's more about the experience. It's not about the size of your room or your bathroom, the rest of it. It's more about the experience you can give. I know, well, you can look after the customer and having them go away with a very good feeling about the place and stadium. I will be meeting more with Tourism Ireland to see if we can explore that more, and particularly in relation to the idea of developing more B&Bs in the county.
So the takeaway message is, with further investment from Fáilte Ireland to Donegal's services, amenities and tourist attractions, there is a gap in the market there to hopefully encourage people to open their homes as an extra income stream as well.
Absolutely. And I suppose in fairness to Tourism Ireland, they are doing their best to put monies in behind good projects that are driven by local communities. If you take Paddy Logan and his group there with the Mulroy Drive, quite a bit of investment and help and effort has gone there with Paddy, albeit that there's a great team on the ground and well steered by Paddy Loke. That's an area that can really take off tourism-wise, but it's driven by locals. But moreover, the beds are an issue in every part of Donegal, and without any major investment, you're looking at homeowners just having the confidence and know-how how they start out in life themselves as a host running a B&B business. And I feel that people were equipped with those tools. I think we can get a lot of B&Bs in the county off the ground. And this is the first time that Fáilte Ireland showed an interest in trying to develop the market, certainly from my perspective anyway. And I think it's quite exciting, and it's something I'd like to see rolled out across the country.